Robin Marsack, director of the Scottish Poetry Library.
What are you excited about in the Let's Get Lyrical campaign?
Well, you see, as soon as I was asked what was my favourite lyric, I found all sorts of lines floating to the surface. And I suppose one of the great things about lyrics is how much of the past, your own past, your personal past, they bring with you, you know? You just have to hear the opening chords or two lines or even a phrase from a lyric and it takes you right back. Because it's like an enormous sensory chamber, I suppose, that you enter when you enter into a song.
Did you pick a favourite?
Well, I've been asked for favourites and then I picked 20. So I'm impossible. And then the next time I was asked, I picked two different ones. So it's like asking for your favourite poem. It depends on the weather and the time of day and the mood you're in and what you want to summon up.
Are lyrics poetry, Robin?
Oh, that's such a big question. And I've just talked about it with Simon Frith, who said he definitely doesn't think that poetry and lyrics are the same thing. And I'm on his side, actually, because I think lyrics are inseparable from the music. Whereas poetry will stand by itself. Poetry can be set to music and then it gains a kind of a different dimension. But the lyrics are inseparable from the words, I think. So, say today, because it's been raining, I might think, why does it always rain on me, you know? And Travis was somebody I would never have come across except my daughter, who was very young at the time when that came out, really liked it. So we heard it a lot in our household. On the other hand, I could think of Jacques Brel, who talks in his wonderful song, Ne me quitte pas. He says, I can bring you pearls of rain from a country where it never rains. It's the kind of lover's boast, you know, the impossible task. So I'm thinking now of Jacques Brel and maybe a rainy northern city because he came from Belgium and maybe Brussels. So I think Edinburgh will do stand in quite well for that.